Absolutely mind blowing. Let me go to Ronnie out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Ronnie, thank you for calling. Get it off your chest, sir.
Jesse, how we doing?
All is well, Ronnie. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there, my brother.
Good, man.
I'm calling because I wanted to pose the question to you. I know you said there's no such thing as a strong black woman. Is there a such thing as a strong white woman?
No. There's no such thing as a strong woman. It's just weak men.
So men can be strong and men can be weak?
Men are weak today, but that's abnormal. They should be strong. It's natural for a man to be strong and unnatural for a man to be weak.
Gotcha. So it is possible for a man to be either strong or weak, but it's not possible for a woman to be either strong or weak.
Right.
How is that?
Because men are subject to Christ. They are the Christ of the earth. And they represent God, and God nature is strong all the time. And then women get their identity, supposed to get their identity from the man, their fathers, and then their husbands, who get their identity from God.
So if you're saying that women get their identity from their fathers or their husbands,
they're supposed to, but because men are weak, they're getting their identity from their mothers.
So what if they have a strong husband or a strong father? How can they not become strong based on getting their identity from a strong man?
Very good question. And when I say that women are not strong but men are weak, I mean that women are not naturally strong, but men are naturally strong until they've been, you know, unless they have been traumatized. And so when men and women get married, if the man is in his natural state of being, then the children will get the boys and the girls, will get their identity, their strength from the father. They become like the father. And in that case, they can be strong. I understand the question you're asking.
Okay, so it is possible for a woman to be strong.
Yeah, but she still won't be stronger than
the man. So then it's possible for there to be a strong black woman.
She still won't be stronger than the man, but she would be strong in the man's nature.
Right. I don't see how you can keep saying that there's no such thing as a strong black woman.
It's not.
And then admit that a woman can be strong, and if that woman that can be strong is black, she would be a strong black woman, or would she be something different?
I don't know how you don't understand that now that I've explained it. And then another thing, too, if a woman is able to get there,
I'm saying if it's possible for, you just said it, I don't know, 30 seconds ago, that it's possible for a woman unnaturally to become strong.
Right.
So if a black woman is unnaturally strong, but she goes through something and becomes strong, the product is a strong black woman. Am I right or am I wrong?
I understand your question, but it's not her that's strong. It's the nature of her father in her is that strong, and his nature is that of God. So on one sense, you're wrong, and on the other sense, you're trying to be right. You're trying to get some understanding, I guess.
If she gets her strength from her strong father and is in turn strong— and she's black, how is she not a strong
black woman?
Well,
you're repeating yourself now.
That doesn't make any sense.
Let's move this forward. You're repeating yourself. I've explained it as far as I can take it. Have you ever met a strong black woman?
Yes, my mother.
How's your mother a strong black woman?
How is she not? There's nothing that my mother hasn't done. She's an example of what a strong black woman is.
When you say
she doesn't have weaknesses.
When you say it's nothing that she hasn't done, what do you mean?
There's no, let's put it this way. There's no challenge that she hasn't overcome with the aid of God and Jesus God in her life. There's no challenge that she hasn't overcome. And women, particularly black women in this country, face double jeopardy, being black and being female. And every challenge that's been laid in front of her, she's overcome that.
That's so wrong. You're so wrong.
So is your mother not a strong black woman?
It sounds like you don't know what strength is, and that's why you think your mother is strong and you think black women are strong.
I disagree. Strength isn't being loud. Strength isn't just being able to talk the talk. It's being able to walk the walk.
And what does that mean?
That even when challenges present themselves.
Is your mother married to your father?
She was. They're divorced. He's the weak one. He's the one that has children with six different women.
And why did he leave?
My father's weak.
Why did he leave your mother? He might be weak. If he has children with six different women and not married, you're right about that.
Yeah,
did he marry her?
She left him.
He married your mother?
Because of his infidelity.
He married your mother?
But that didn't stop her from still putting her four children through college, all in great positions and living successful lives.
Are you close to your father?
That right there is something that many women would succumb to. None of us are in jail. None of us have criminal records. We all graduated college, and I give zero credit on that to my father. I have zero recollection of him doing anything financially or physically being around.
You haven't given me anything.
I would challenge you to tell me how she's weak.
You haven't given me anything to indicate your mother is a strong woman.
I just gave it to you.
No, that's
no
not.
No father in the home. She had four black children. She put all of them through college, and she didn't graduate.
That's not a sign.
How was that not strength?
That's not a sign of strength.
Then your definition of strength is very, very. I would have to hear what your definition of strength is in order to see how it doesn't apply to her.
Do you know that Barack Obama, you know who Barack Obama is, right?
Yes.
And he went to college. Would you consider him as a man who is strong?
We're not talking about the child doing it. We're talking about the parent.
No, I'm asking you, do you consider Obama a strong man?
That question that you're asking would be relative if I was saying I was strong or my sisters or my twin brother. We're talking about my mother.
Do you consider Obama a strong man?
I do consider Obama a strong man.
And why would you consider him a strong man? Because he went to college?
No, it takes a strong man to be able to sit in that presidential Oval Office for 8 years straight.
But all he did was screw it up.
What did he screw up?
Everything.
What was broken when Obama got in the office what was fixed before Obama got in the office that was broken when he left?
Obama broke everything.
Give me one thing that was working
socialism,
under Bush that wasn't working under Obama.
Socialism.
I can't wait to hear this answer.
Socialism came to the forefront in a way we've never seen it before under Barack Obama. The middle class nearly disappeared. Obama brought in so-called same-sex marriage. He nearly destroyed the military by not keeping it up and other things. He overturned Don't Ask, Don't Tell. He overturned Don't Ask, Don't Tell in the military, where now the little gays are running around like nutcases.
Black lives matter. He feels like you have jurisdiction over gay people getting married.
Black lives matter came to the forefront.
It has nothing to do with Obama.
Yes, it did.
That has nothing to do with Obama.
Yes, it does.
You can go to a Black Lives Matter rally and people can't even articulate politics.
Barack Obama invited them to the White House after they chanted, "What do we want? Dead cops. When do we want it now?" And there were blacks who went out and started killing cops.
What was
so,
working under Bush that
Barack Obama did
Obama.
That?
You told
but
me
Ronnie,
gay marriage.
I appreciate your call. Thank you, buddy. Beta, but a nice man. And Bush ain't nothing to brag about, but he wasn't as bad as Obama, but he ain't nothing. Bush is a pathetic person, too, to be honest with you. I don't know if that picture was put together like that, but I saw Bush hugging Michelle, and he was acting like a little brat with it, like he was a little white baby. And Big Mama was hugging him. Now, I don't know if someone put that together, but Bush is weak and pathetic. It disgusts me that I voted for him twice.